In Ukraine, talks between the government and the opposition broke down today. Many state functions have been shut down in the Ukrainian capital as thousands of opposition protesters besiege key government buildings. The country's parliament and Supreme Court are meeting, trying to find a way out of the crisis. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Kiev with an update.
After more than a week of protests, some of the tens of thousands of opposition protesters on the streets of Kiev are getting impatient. The tension briefly spilled over today when a small group of them surrounding the parliament briefly broke into the lobby of the building. They scuffled with security guards before retreating. Later, opposition leaders said they were breaking off talks with the authorities, though the negotiations had already been described as going badly anyway. They accused the government of stalling for time. In a tumultuous session of parliament, opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko again insisted the government rigged the results of this month's presidential election in favor of Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. Yushchenko called for the government to resign, but a no-confidence motion failed to pass. That reflected the deep divisions within parliament. Opposition leaders want the runoff section of the presidential election rerun under international supervision. But the government has given mixed signals on whether it would agree to this. Prime Minister Yanukovych, already reeling from the resignation of his campaign manager, today made proposals that clearly had no hope of bridging the impasse. First, Yanukovych offered to rerun the entire election, but only under the condition that both he and opposition leader Yushchenko agree not to participate. That was quickly rejected. Then Yanukovych offered to make Yushchenko his prime minister. That was scoffed at by the opposition. Finally, he demanded protesters lift their blockade of government buildings.
First of all, we will never accept anyone's ultimatums. Second, we demand the government buildings be unblockaded because it's hurting the economy. The guilt lies with the people who have organized this anti-constitutional process.
Some opposition leaders have suggested protesters might march in and take over the buildings if the government does not soon give in and hold a new runoff election. The last hope to avert a possibly violent confrontation now appears to rest with Ukraine's Supreme Court, which heard more complaints about the election today. There was no indication when the 21-member court might reach a decision. The European Union, sensing the situation here is close to spinning out of control, today dispatched mediators to Ukraine. Russia, which is still backing the Ukrainian government despite concerns about electoral fraud, is also sending a representative. Russia's interior minister darkly warned today that Ukraine was sliding towards disintegration or bloodshed. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.